This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. A military spokesman in the Democratic Republic of Congo says a river of boiling lava has stopped flowing outside Goma. The volcanic eruption forced thousands to flee to Rwanda. Iran's parliament speaker says international inspectors may no longer access surveillance images of the Islamic Republic's nuclear sites, escalating tensions amid diplomatic efforts in Vienna to save Tehran's atomic accord with world powers. The comments, aired by state TV, further underscored the narrowing window for the U.S. and others to reach terms with Iran. The Islamic Republic is already enriching and stockpiling uranium at levels far beyond those allowed by the 2015 nuclear deal. China state media says 21 people were killed after hail, freezing rain, and high winds hit runners taking part in a 100-kilometer cross-country mountain race in China. The extreme weather hit a high-altitude section of the race held in the Yellow River Stone Forest. Among the dead were elite Chinese long-distance runners. Hundreds of masked Hamas fighters brandishing assault rifles have paraded through the streets of Gaza City, and the group's top leader appeared in public for the first time. Saturday's defiant show of strength came on the first full day of a ceasefire that halted the group's war with Israel after 11 days. Also, Egyptian mediators held talks to firm up the truce that ended the fourth Israeli-Hamas war in just over a decade. In the fighting, Israel unleashed hundreds of airstrikes against militant targets in Gaza. For more information, go to voanews.com. This